Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Good. Andy?
Good, thanks. Third-time caller. I wanted to ask about, I'm an artist, and I teach art.
Terrific.
And how do we deal with these principles as we look at the innocence and beauty of the original state, you know, the Adam and Eve in art? How do we approach this? How do we teach this? How do we understand this in light of the fall and the original
good question,
beauty of the human
yeah,
body?
Art that depicts naked people, nude models, mm-hmm. And so on?
It's a great question. Some people seem to reason as follows. Pornography involves naked people having sex. Premise two, pornography is wrong. Conclusion, therefore, there must be something wrong either with sex or nudity. And this is what we call in logic a non sequitur. It does not follow. I mean, let's start with sex. I mean, it's the very first commandment from God to humanity in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, when he said, be fruitful and multiply. He did not mean, as Dr. Peter Kraft once noted, grow oranges and invent calculators. Okay, no, he meant have sex, have babies, fill the world. It's a good thing. Now, what about nudity? Well, I think what we need to do is compare the intentions of the artists and the viewers. Okay, so let's compare Michelangelo's nudes in the Sistine Chapel to Hefner's bunnies in the Playboy centerfold. Okay. The intention of Michelangelo is to glorify God through the dignity of the person, or he exalts the person through revealing the body. That's what is done. When you're looking at one of these nudes in the Sistine Chapel, which I was just doing a couple of years back on Easter, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It reveals the person. Now, pornography doesn't reveal the person. It conceals the person. It reduces a person. A quote which is often misattributed to John Paul II goes as follows. The problem with pornography is not that it shows too much, but that it shows too little of the human person. And that's spot on. You know, it reduces the mystery and beauty of femininity, often, to a collection of body parts to be used rather than a person to be loved. So let's look at the intention of the artist and the pornographer. Okay, we've looked at that. The artist seeks to extol the person through the body. The pornographer seeks to arouse lust in the viewer. That's his intention. Okay. Now, though those are the intentions, it is possible, I'm sure, that a person could walk into the Sistine Chapel and lust over Michelangelo's nudes. Now, does that mean we should cover them up? No. In fact, John Paul II, during the restoration of the Sistine Chapel, actually had several of the loincloths removed to show, look, the body reveals God's plan for us. So someone could lust over them, but that would show that there is a severe problem in the heart. Okay. So no, I think this nude art is not just good, but necessary. We need to depict the body in such a way that we understand the great beauty, the great dignity of the body. Let me tell you a real life example. And this is someone who taught art, and they had a lady come in and she derobed, for the painters, right? The artists. Well, she did this in great trust that they would look upon her as a person. Now, it was at this point that she looked over and noticed that the window was open. Now, immediately she fell down and got her robes and threw them around her. Now, that is a clear sign that this woman had a healthy sense of shame. She was not shameless in flaunting her body, but rather she was entrusting it to the gaze of those artists.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul II distinguishes nudity from obscenity in his letter to artists as well, which is a very fine.
What's the name
reading of
that? That might be really good.
Yeah, letter to artists.
Yeah, check that out, Andy.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Does that sound good? Or
what was the reference you had?
Well, John Paul II's letter to artists in the mid-late 90s. It's on Vatican.va.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I'm sure he has a lot more to say than I do. So thanks
for
the call.
Yeah, this is a very, very detailed subject, and I appreciate you guys attempting to answer it. It's obviously longer answer than what you've given, but you guys did a great job, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for your great work.
Yep, amen to that.